Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, Grant and Dave. How are you 2 days before the Redskins play the Seahawks? And nobody wants to talk about it with their pals Grant and Danny Day.
Hello, Grant and Dave. How are you? And we got to make sure the phones are still working, even though the Redskins play on Sunday, Day.
Day. I was just talking to Dar. You know how I feel about Fridays in general? It takes me 20 minutes to get here. It normally takes me 45 minutes to get here.
Fridays are a Drew Brees for you.
Nobody works in Washington, D.C. on Fridays. That's a little bit overstated. But I don't know if they still do furloughs, furlongs, for Charlie Furbushes. I don't know if they do that or not. But I think way less people drive into the city on Friday to work than is the case the rest of the week. That is a factual statement, I believe.
I feel like that.
It takes me no time. There's never any traffic. I could leave my house at 9:25 on a Friday, and I would be sitting in this seat ready to talk at 9:55. I mean, it's literally that easy. Normally, it takes me between 45 minutes to an hour. So that is going to cut down, I think, in general, on how many people are chiming in, a part of the show, listening, driving around in their cars, whatever. I also think, though, the injuries have set in. People are a little bit down on the Redskins after a couple straight losses. And the big thing is this week, I just don't think people expect them to be able to hang with Seattle. I think folks are expecting the worst.
Even the Redskins homers get it. That this is not the time.
Who? Give me like a Redskin. Like you mean like Dan in Fairfax?
Like, yeah.
They're going to win this weekend. Everybody's talking about the Redskins.
Yeah, like the irrational dudes that are like, I'm telling you, we're going to shock the world, or this is the Redskins' time. And they still think, they still use the words for the Redskins like play down to their opponents when the Redskins have been down for 26 years. They are the down. Their system of a down. I think everyone knows this is not the time. Now, of course, the most DC thing possible were for them to be to win this game and then lose one of those easily winnable games to some hot garbage team in a few weeks when they have to win to go to the playoffs or something like that. But I just can't see this one. I really can't.
Let's see what Rodney thinks. We have asked for people's predictions. He has chimed in Landover. What do you got, Rodney? Do we get to play Hail to the Redskins for you?
Not this week, baby. I'm a Redskins fan, but, you know, I try to keep as real as possible, and I got the final score being like maybe 31-10 Seattle. I mean, the Redskins, I don't even remember the last time we beat Seattle. We always struggle with them. We struggle with scrambling quarterbacks. I mean, half our team is hurt. I think the Redskins, I think they're going to be punting most of the time. I think Seattle going to kind of score at will. So I got the score being like maybe 31-10 Seattle.
So you're looking at an ugly game. Look, all the points he made are correct.
Yeah.
How do you protect Kirk Cousins? I don't know. What plays can you actually call if Reed and Crowder are out? I don't really know.
Well, they definitely beat Seattle when Carlos Rogers held on to that interception and could have walked into the end zone.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that game?
They did win in Seattle in 2011 with Rex Grossman at quarterback on a 50-yard deep shot to Anthony Armstrong down the sideline.
Did they? I guess they did do that.
Remember that? That was the Roy Helu hurdle game. Trent Williams on a screen, like blowing people up 30 yards downfield.
Great pull on that. I would not have remembered that. You're right.
I was there. It was the only time I've ever been to Seattle for a game. It was an amazing atmosphere. That was actually, I'll bet you that was Richard Sherman's rookie year. I'd have to look it up, 2011. Because I distinctly remember being in the press box. He had a great game. And at that time, he was like a late round pick. But he was the biggest pain in the ass I've ever seen in my life. And he was running around. He was in everyone's face. He was starting fights with everybody on the Redskins. And I said, I hate this guy. Who is this
player? Who is this person?
And I literally remember looking out at my flip card. I'm number 25.
Who's 25?
Richard Sherman from Stanford. I'm like, this guy, who, you're a fifth-round pick? Shut your mouth. Go play football. I thought he was the most annoying guy ever. Sure enough, he is the most annoying guy ever, but it turned out to be one of the best players in the league. Dan's in D.C. on the Fan. Dan, what is your prediction on the Redskins and the Seahawks?
Well, I'm hoping against best, but I'm looking hope 21-17, Skins prevail. I really like to see the defense step up something fierce and hold up their end of the bargain. What with the offense kind of bailing them out in a number of the first games during the season?
So is that a Redskins win prediction? Can we color it that way?
A Redskins win prediction, yeah.
I love,
Whoa, we got one. It's like fishing all day and you got a nibble. You're looking at that rod. It's just kind of shaking a little bit. You can feel that fish biting.
Did I catch a boot? No, I caught a fish.
We got one. We got one. We got one. Let's go to Dan in Fairfax. What's up, Dan?
I know you guys are down on the Redskins. I've been kind of down on them too, but I think we're going to win. I think it's going to be 27-24 on a Nick Rose field goal. And I think the defense is going to come around, and you're going to see Terrell Pryor do better too. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
That's our guy, Dan.
Our guy, Dan in Fairfax. If you build it, he will come.
Now, not as
he
much says, conviction from Dan as
no,
we've heard in the past.
There was not confidence. There was not fervor or passion. A little bit downtrodden win prediction, if I've ever heard one. But Nick Rose with a GW.
Kiss from a Rose.
The game winner. By the way, that terrible line is going to be used as the headline in every newspaper.
If they do it.
If they do it. If he kicks Jim the game style, winning field goal, 100%.
And a kiss from a Rose on the rain for the Redskins.
Maybe Jim Rose will give him his tie. Is a symbolic gesture afterwards because he's proud of him.
Oh, Jim Nantz.
Craig Hoffman's our Redskins beat reporter. He's out in Ashburn. Here is the latest. Jay Gruden having just met with reporters.
Yeah.
They're ready to go into the locker room, get some answers from players. But here's what Jay said. Ruled out this weekend. Sean Laval not playing at left guard. They were hopeful he might, by the way.
He's out, Jerry.
Jordan Reed out at tight end. Nyles Paul out at tight end.
Concussion.
So you have two tight ends, one of whom is Jeremy Sprinkle, who was not active last week. Yeah. Matt Ioannidis, your best defensive lineman right now, which is amazing to say, by the way. Out. Questionable. Brandon Scherff may play. Monte Nicholson may play. Bashaud Breeland may play. Martrell Spate may play. Jamison Crowder may play. And then doubtful, meaning they're not going to play. Trent Williams, Spencer Long, and Ty Nsekhe.
Jeez Louise.
So you don't have your left tackle. You don't have your backup left tackle. You will have Clemmings, your third string left tackle. You don't have your left guard. You do not have your center. Scherff's a maybe at right guard. You will have your right tackle. That is where we are. You're also down two tight ends in addition to five offensive linemen.
I wish I could do a move where I had like a magical ability to trade guys that are hurt for guys that aren't hurt and make and like switch them. So like I'd like to put back in, for example, Matt Ioannidis and put Terrell Pryor on the hurt list. You know what I mean? Like, I want to switch them.
But don't forget to get really angry when the Redskins lose to the 5-2 Seahawks this weekend. Don't forget to pretend like Jay Gruden should be fired and Kirk Cousins should be benched and Rob Kelly should be released and Jonathan Allen shouldn't be on the injured list anymore because if he wasn't, they would have just been okay, though. Keep all those things ready to be used in your chamber of anger when they lose this weekend, I would say.
The anger chamber.
Grant and Danny, thanking you guys for listening. It was a fun football Friday. If you missed any part of today's show, you can go to grantanddanny.com/audio. Also, if you missed any part of our show from Nats Park yesterday, including our interviews with Mike Rizzo and Dave Martinez, they are available for you. grantanddanny.com.
For Grant, for Brendan, for Tom, I'm Danny. CDVTW is up next. It's a Baseball Friday. It's a Seamhead Friday on CDVTW. So anytime on the show, you can, of course, call and ask any baseball question. He'll stop what he's doing and happily answer it.
Hashtag today, Pitch Framing Friday.
This is a special treat because he's actually going to turn the eye onto the Nationals because Matt Wieters opted back in for his player option. The Nationals declined Adam Lind. Chad knows why. Ask him about those things. He can't wait to tell you about it. He's got a whole bunch of great stuff planned about pitch framing and the art therein. Loose but firm hands. That's the guidance of Chad Dukes versus the world. That's coming up next. Have a good weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.